Are any of you a little weary, like me, that many people make promises they never keep? Especially politicians, may I say.
你们是不是像我一样对不守承诺的人感到很厌倦，特别是那些政治人物？
Yeah, men make covenants and break them all the time. Vows and violate them constantly. We live in a time of unkept promises.
人们呢常常立约发誓言，却常常违背自己所说的话。我们现在生活在一个不守承诺的时代。
Nations sign treaties and they break them at will, and many couples even disregard their wedding vows.
国家之间也会常常签订外交条约，但却随意的违背他们国家之间的承诺。许多夫妇呢，他们也甚至不遵守他们不尊重他们那个婚姻的誓言。
I'll tell you, Pat hates it in some TV programs where the star is always saying, "You've got to trust me on this one."
Pat 呢，他不喜欢在电视节目中看到这样的事情。一些明星总是说，你必须在这一点上相信我。
I think it's because she knows people are so quick to say that without ever even thinking how trustworthy they are.
我认为这是因为人们总是这么这些明星啊，特别是这么快速的说，他们可能往往没有想到，他们在普通人中他们是多么值得的信赖。
When I was growing up, some used the phrase, "My promise is as good as gold." That's interesting because we know that the value of gold can change overnight.
在我长大的时候，有人常说我的话跟黄金一样。但是呢，我们知道这个黄金的价值是改变的，就像我手里拿的货币一样，它也会改变的。
In fact, our currency is just a promissory note and only as good as the economy behind it. That bill could be worth $20 today and zero tomorrow.
对，就像我手里拿的货币一样，它只不过是一张钞票。它的价值跟它背后的经济相关。有可能今天是20块钱，明天可能就是一文不值。
So it's what's behind a promise that counts.
对，那是真正的这个本质，承诺的本质是应该说是承诺，这个真正的意义是在它后面的本质。
There was a guy that went to a place to have a picture copied, and the woman helping him noticed that it read on the back, "I love you very much, and we will always be together, but if I break up with you, I want this picture back."
对，如果你看到一个人去复印照片，帮他的人复印照片，看到他那个照片的背后写着，他说，我非常爱你，我保证永远我们在一起。但是他们分手的时候呢，这个时候说，我要把这张照片拿回来。
And I might want to make a promise I make and say, I'm afraid I'm unable to do it. So when I tell someone I'm going to do something, I should say, as far as in my control, I will do it.
对，我们常常都想保守我们所说的话，一个承诺，但是呢，往往我们却很难做到这一点。所以呢，经常我们在做承诺的时候，就会加一个条件，就说，在我控制范围而内，我会保守我的所说的话，我会尽量这样做。
And I really should say, if the Lord wills, I will do it. We're told in Matthew 5:36 not to promise anything, or, for example, make an oath by your head, since you can't make one hair white or black on your head.
其实我真的想的是，如果这是主的意愿，那我一定会去做。我们在新约马太福音5:36，可以学到，不要用你的脑袋去承诺某件事情，因为在你的脑袋上，你们每根头发 每一根白白头发都不是你能够长出来的。
Someone said, just say, yes I will, or no I won't. Now trust me, if I could, I would make my hair dark and thick again.
对，所以说不要说简单的承诺说是的，而是说我将会去做，或者我将不能做。如果说可以的话，我愿意回到我黑色头发黑色浓密的时候。
Today I want to talk about God's promises in contrast to man's, since He has never broken a promise.
那今天我们来看一看上帝他自己，因为他从来不会任何他的承诺。
I think it is important for us to understand God's purposes and plan of salvation and what's happening in the world, in the Middle East. Although the message today is not about Jews or Gentiles, really.
对，我认为这是了解神救恩计划和去理解中东正在发生事情的一个好的时间。今天的信息也不是关于犹太人或者外邦人。
The verses today are really about the reliability of God's promises and the magnificence of His mercy.
对，今天我们要讲的经文是表达了上帝他应许的可靠性和他怜悯的这个伟大和美好。
I think it's important, and we would agree, it's important not to stand against God's purposes, how they affect us, but also how they affect the world.
对，我认为我们都会同意，重要的是不要违背上帝的旨意。我们也知道上帝旨意是如何影响我们，而且上帝旨意也是会如何的影响世界其他地方。
If we study the Bible, we can see God has set the course of things, and His set course is always to bring men to a path of holiness, righteousness, and victory over sin.
对，如果我们研读圣经的话，我们可以看到上帝已经设定了一切事情的发展路线，而且他所设定的路线呢，是要人走圣洁、正义、胜过罪恶的道路。
Interestingly enough, that plan was set before the creation of the world, and it is through Jesus and Him alone.
对，其实上帝的这个计划呢，是在这个世界创造以前就设定好了的，是通过我们耶稣基督来实现的。
When we see God's prophecy, which represents His purposes and promises, when we see them coming true, we're greatly encouraged. I am. And so I want to encourage you today in the same way.
对，当我们看到上帝的预言代表他的旨意和应许时，我们就受到了极大的这个鼓励。今天呢，我们就是要讨论一下来，希望能鼓励到大家。
Let's pray.Father, thank you that we have time today together and focus on you, your mercy, your grace, and your glory. Just pray that that would be our focus and that we would look to your word, not so much what I have to say, but what does your word say? That we would take that and we would trust in that and we would trust in you for all your promises and all your mercy.In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's read together Romans 11, 29 through 36. And I'll read it first in English. Okay.
我们来一起读一下罗马书的11章 entire chapter 11?
No, no. Just 29 through 36. Verses 29 through 36.
Okay. 29章到29节到32节。
29, chapter 11, verses 29, starting with 29. For God has given His gifts to you, well, actually, for God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God, but when the Jews refused His mercy, God was merciful to you instead. And now, in the same way, the Jews are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you. But someday they too will share in God's mercy. For God has imprisoned all people in their own disobedience so he could have mercy on everyone. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his methods. For who can know the Lord in his thinking? Who knows enough to be his counselor? And who could ever give him so much that he would have to pay it back? For everything comes from him, everything exists by his power, and is intended for his glory. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
我们要把中文读 ，Can we do it? Okay, 那我们一起读一遍啊。我们那个从29节读到这个36节啊，我们一起齐声读吧。因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，他们倒蒙了怜悯。这样，我们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的怜恤。今天也蒙着怜恤，因为神将人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜恤众人。深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。Amen.
First thing I want to remind you of is how merciful God has always had the plan and the purpose of salvation for Jews and Gentiles. Let's start chapter 11 with the first verse first. A question, an answer. And then I'll give you a summary of the past two chapters of Romans that we've gone through. Then we'll go to these last eight verses.
我们的那个仁慈的上帝，对不仅对犹太人，也是对外邦人都有拯救的计划和目的。那我们今天呢，就从11章的一节开始。然后呢，我们一个问题一个答案来讨论。同时呢，我们也总结一下前面两章的内容，在罗马书就是应该说是第9章和第10章的内容。然后呢，我们回过头来看看我们刚刚读过的11章最后的一些经文。
I really want to share with you that Romans chapters 1 through 11 are really a section of scripture where Paul has been showing us that God is working out a marvelous plan which will lead to the salvation of Gentiles and ultimately the Jews.
对，我想给大家分享一下的时候，是这个罗马书的这个是1到11章 chapter 1 or the chapter 1 to
1 through 11.
1 through 11.
We've kind of been through those together.
罗马书的第一章到十一章都是非常重要的章节，我们今天来把这个章节这个过一遍。然后呢，保罗呢通过这11个章节呢，向我们显示呢，上帝他奇妙的计划，使我们外边人可以得救，也同时呢，也可以拯救犹太人。
Yeah. Let me go back just a little ways. Chapter 9 showed Jesus is the rock for both the Jews and the Gentiles, and then chapter 10. Showed both will come by grace and grace alone.
对，在第九章呢，那个讲了第九章讲的是形容那个耶稣是一个基石哈，然后他是不仅仅是外邦人的，也是犹太人的基石。然后第十章讲的是，Can you repeat that? What do you say for chapter ten?
Ten was that will all come by grace alone.Both Jews and Gentiles. This applies to all that will come to Jesus will come by grace alone.
哦，他们外邦人和这个犹太人都会来到这个应该说应该来到耶稣的面前因着神的这个恩典。
Okay. We need a context when we're reading some verses like this. So in this context, we can see how it applies to the body of Christ meeting together today, many places in the world, whether it's in China, they've already met, or here, or Africa, wherever. This is the context for what Paul has been talking about, the plan of salvation.
Can you repeat again?
Well, it's a context that we want to look at that applies to the body of Christ.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Okay. 就是说，我们来讲一些这个背景，这个背景呢，适合这个基督的身体。
Okay. So as we look at verse 1 of this chapter 11, it starts with an important question and one that's very important today. I hope you understand really how important it is to us. When Paul says, I ask then, has God rejected his own people, the nation of Israel?
在本章第一节有一个非常重要的问题，对我们重要，也对这个世界非常重要。保罗问的是，那我问，上帝是否会拒绝他自己的人民，他自己的国家呢？
Yeah, someone might think so, and even there are some that teach that he has rejected Israel.
对，很多人会这样想，也有很多人甚至把这样的事情，这样的观点，分享给其他的人。
I mean, look at the Old Testament history. As the kingdom was split, north and south, both parts taken into captivity, and their culture almost wiped out by the Romans, and then even more recently, going through the Holocaust.
对，我们来看看旧约的历史，南北那个王国时代的南北两边都分裂了，然后呢，两边的南北国家的人民呢，都被外邦人掳掠，被罗马人掳掠，然后呢，在罗马人的这个奴役下，他们的文化也几乎消失殆尽，直到最近呢，也经历了大屠杀。
Maybe you haven't thought about this, but have you ever wondered how is it that the people stayed together for several thousand years, all that they went through? How did they stay together as a people group?
对，你可能想象就是说，这个族群经历了几千年，他们能够紧紧的团结在一起，是因为什么呢？
Even today, there are several nations that want to wipe them off the map, as a people group.
对，即使在现在，当今世界有依然有一些国家想把犹太人他们的这个国家呢。把他们从把他们完全的这个消灭掉，把这个国家。
And I'm not a prophet, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to see more and more of this in the future times.
对，我虽然不是一个预言家，但是我可以相信，就是在以后会更多这样的国家来想做这样的事情。
So Paul asks this very direct question: Has God rejected Israel? And then right away he gives us a short answer. Of course not.
对，在罗马书中，那个保罗问那个非常直接的问题，说这个上帝会不会弃绝以色列人？然后他同时也简单的给了我们一个非常简单的答案，当然不是。
And you might not think that's not so important to me. It doesn't have much to do really with me. But really, what it does have to do with is God's faithfulness to his people and to his promises.
对，其实是否是以色列人会被拒绝，跟我们每个人好像没有太大关系。但真正有关系的是，上帝对我们的上帝是不是一个信守承诺的上帝？
Now I can tell you that there are now many Jewish people who don't follow God and don't even believe in God, which is better almost than the Old Testament days when they chased after other gods and idols.
对，我可以告诉你，现在好多犹太人不跟随上帝，那有些人也不相信上帝，但这比在旧约时代好多人去敬拜和追随其他的神、其他的偶像还是要好一些。
But this question has entirely to do with the promises of our merciful God, how He is faithful to those promises.
对，这其实完全要取决我们仁慈的上帝他自己的应许，以及他对这些应许的信实。
So if you hear people teaching that God has taken back his promises to Israel, they are now being spiritually fulfilled with the Christian church, and that we receive all of those spiritually.
对，现在有一些人教导说上帝已经把他所有的应许从以色列身上收回去了。那么现在神的应许呢就在我们教会中间然后是一种灵上的一种东西，我们都是可以得到的。
You know, what we do receive is many of those promises in a different way, but that doesn't mean Israel as a people won't receive them also.
我们作为基督徒呢，我们会得到这样 special 的这种承诺，这就并不意味着以色列人得不到这样的这个上帝的应许和承诺。
Couple of verses in this chapter says Paul reminds us that even the prophet Elijah thought Israel was finished, and only he was faithful. But God said no, he had 7,000 left because he was faithful to keep them by his undeserved kindness.
对，就是在旧约中先知以利亚他也以为以色列人已经被弃绝了，只有他对保证的对上帝的忠诚，但上帝却回应他说不是的，他还有剩下7000人忠诚的子民。
Even in these 28 verses before the ones we're going to look at, there was a warning against Gentile pride and an anti-Israel resentment.
对，就是在前28节啊，在这个这里有一个警告啊，说是要反对外邦人的骄傲，以及反对这种反犹太主义。
God's aim in his history has always been to stop the mouth of human pride and really magnify his greatness, his amazing grace and mercy.
对，神在历史上他的目标啊，一个很大的目标就是来阻止人的骄傲的嘴巴，然后通过这样的事情来彰显他这个伟大的恩典。
I watch a few programs on TV that are showing right now more and more Jewish people are coming to Christ because of the Christian witness.
对，我经常看到几个电视节目哈，这节目就是传递的信息是说，这个有很多的世界很多人是反对他们的，但是同时呢，也看到了很多基督徒呢是跟他们站在一起的。
When they see that much of the world are totally against them, but many Christians are standing close by them.
对，就像说，当他们觉得很多人反对他们的时候，也有很多基督徒跟他们站在一起。
So remember, we worship an unchanging God whose purposes are unchangeable. The persons whom he chose to eternal life will certainly be saved.And the people whom he chose to be his first people, as through Abraham, must forever remain his people.
对，对，神的旨意是不会改变的。那他所拣选的人呢，也一定会得救。他所拣选的由亚伯拉罕所定的那个子民呢，也将永远是他的子民。
This can never be changed, even though Christians are now branches grafted in to the same tree of salvation.If you want to know more about grafting, talk to Yoping. He's a horticulturalist, so he'll tell you about grafting.
Grafting? Can you say it again?
Grafting. It's a process. In this chapter, it says, we're branches grafted in to the same olive tree, which stands for the salvation tree. As Christians.
Oh, that's grafting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
My pronunciation is not good.
Can you repeat that whole sentence? I get the
Did I use the wrong tone?
No. I get the key word. Can you repeat the whole sentence?
Well, I'm just saying that now we're grafted in to the same tree.
Okay.
Okay. That is the tree of Jerusalem or the tree of the
okay.
Jews. Okay.
Okay. 就说我们现在呢，我们作为外邦人的信徒，也被嫁接到了原来犹太人受恩典的那棵大树上面去了。
I realize I'm giving Leo a hard time. He's doing a great job.
Go ahead.
It's difficult. When we say we trust in God, what we're really saying is we trust in His promises, you know, that we've heard or that we've read through the years.
对，我们信靠上帝，其实本质就是信靠他对我们的承诺哈。
So then we can say with confidence, the promises of our merciful God will achieve His purpose and never be broken.
对，就是我们相信上帝的时候呢，我们也有信心说，我们会相信神给我们的应许，而且神的应许呢也不会改变。
So that's the background of this chapter 11. Now, verse 29 is pivotal to us knowing God. For God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn.
对，然后我们来看一看这个一个背景啊，这个第二十九节是一个非常重要的章节，对我们来认识这个神，就是上帝的他的应许呢，是他的旨意，也不会上帝的恩赐和召唤是不会改变的。
I'm not sure what words were used for the Chinese translation, but this speaks of extended gifts and calling to all men, such as the invitation to salvation through Jesus, and prior to that, the Old Testament covenant and promises that are meant for all men.
对，这节经文不知道中文是怎么翻译啊？但这经文讲的是一个关于延长的礼物，是针对所有的人，通过那个耶稣基督他的来邀请来实现的。然后呢，在此之前呢，他的盟约和应许呢，也是给全人类的。
A great example of that is the Abrahamic covenant. It's not conditional on how Abraham's people would respond to God, and it wasn't that God would only bless Israel. It was that God would bless the nation of Israel, and through them, He would bless the rest of the world.
一个最好的例子就是，神和亚伯拉罕所立的盟约，这个盟约呢是非常有效的，并不因为这个亚伯拉罕的他的子孙如何来对待上帝，那上帝呢也总会祝福以色列人，也通过对以色列这个国家祝福呢，把这个祝福带给全世界。
Now we won't go through it now, but if you want to read that covenant, it's in Genesis 12, 1 through 3.
我们不会来读这个章节，但是它是在创世纪十二章的一到三节。
So all peoples of the earth will be blessed through the nation of Israel.
所有的这个国家都会蒙福，通过以色列这个民族。
So these gifts and callings of God are unchangeable mercies because He's a sovereign God and forever keeps His word.Israel as a people group will be saved because God never revokes His saving promises.
对，上帝的这个恩赐和呼召是不会改变的，因为他是一个至高无上的上帝，他永远保守他的信实和承诺。以色列呢，这个民族也会得到拯救，神呢也不会，因为神不会放弃他的承诺。
So the covenants of God have demanded the preservation of the people of God. If Israel went out of existence, then God would not be able to fulfill that covenant. And if He doesn't keep His promises to Israel, then we could perhaps be in trouble there too.
上帝他的誓约呢，就是要保护他自己的子民啊。如果说他都不保护了这个以色列的民族，或者这个以色列民族都不存在了。那上帝呢，他也就没有办法实现他自己的盟约。如果呢，上帝改变了他对以色列这个民族的盟约呢，那同样我们也会遇到同样的麻烦。
So now we're getting to a point where this is background for what I really wanted to emphasize today, and that is that you look to God's promises.
对，其实今天呢，我们最重要的呢是来学习来理解这个上帝他承诺的本质。
So let me give you a couple of Old Testament and New Testament passages that first speak about God's integrity to keep His promises, and then I'll give you just a few promises that you can claim for yourself.
那我们来看一下这个关于神 在旧约和新约中啊，一些关于神他的信实的信实和他这个包括他的应许的一些经文，这些经文呢也是通过他的正义和他的这个去实现的。然后通过这样呢，我们也可以给你们奉献一些你们可以向神所求的一些他的应许和承诺。
First one is Numbers 23:19. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?
对，在应该是民数记吧 ，Numbers， 在 Numbers 的23:19啊，说了，他说，上帝他不是人，所以他不撒谎，因为他不是人呢，所以他也不会改变他自己的主意。他曾经说过，也没有说没有不去做的，然后呢，他也没有说他答应过的，也没有不把它贯彻下去。
Then Hebrews 10:23, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promises.
在希伯来书的10:23，说的是让我们坚定不移的盼望我们确信的，因为上帝是可信，信守承诺的。
Such as one of my favorites, Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire.
就像打个举个例子，在那个诗篇的37:4，是这样写的：以耶和华为乐，他将满足你心的快乐。
Psalm 50:15. Then call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you, and will give you, and give you peace, or and give you my glory.
对，在诗篇53:15，说的是当你遇到困难的时候，请你来召唤，呼求我，然后我会拯救你，我会把我的荣耀和这个平安赐给你。
I hope Leo did a better job of reading that than I did. It says, and you will give me glory. That's his purpose in that verse. And remember, these prophets and David are speaking for the Lord here. Okay, another one of my favorites, and we had it already today, so maybe we don't have to read it, but Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
对，另外一个很好的例子呢，我们来说一下，就是在以赛亚书的4:31，那些依靠耶和华的人必得到新的力量，他们会像雄鹰一样高飞长翅，他们奔跑也不会疲倦，他们走路也不会晕倒。
I bet you this is one of your favorites, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that those that believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Did you see chat? To everybody, right? Okay. 在这里一张最重要的，你们都会喜欢的一张经节，就是约翰福音的3:16。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Here's a short one from Jesus, John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
对，这里有一个章节是耶稣自己的话，在约翰福音8:32，你们将会知道真相，而这些真相呢，会完全的让你们得到自由。
Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
对。希伯来书13:5说的是保守你的生命，免受金钱的这个困扰，满足你所拥有的，因为他说过，我永远不会离开你，也不会舍弃你。
Now, if I had to summarize all of the promises of God, Old Testament and New Testament, it would be in our verse that's on the front of your bulletin, 2 Corinthians 1:20.
如果呢，需要我做一个简单的这个总结，对于所有在新约和旧约上帝所做的承诺呢， 就是在我们这个封面上的这个这个经节啊，就是具体是我读一下吧，的神的应许不能有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因为我们得荣耀。
For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ our amen ascends for his glory.
对，因为上帝所应许的都是在基督里以一个响亮的是的来实现的。借着耶稣基督呢，我们所说的阿们呢，也会带给这个带回上帝他的荣耀。
Now I can also tell you some of the things that God didn't promise. God never promised perfect health. He never promised financial wealth or a life here on earth without troubles.
但我也可以告诉你，有些事情是上帝没有承诺的。比如说，上帝从来没有说有完美的健康，有这个在财富上的富足，或者说呢，在地球上的生活没有任何麻烦。
Then there's that famous non-existent verse, God helps those who help themselves. That may keep you from enjoying God's help, actually.
这里有一句话呢，比较有名话是这样的，上帝呢，帮助那些帮助自己的人，以免人们呢，不能享受上帝的帮助。
We should be delighted that God keeps his promises to Israel because it means he will also keep his promises to us. So I encourage you, get to know the many promises of God and take a stand, as our song said, standing on those promises.
上帝呢，我们应该感到非常的开心，因为上帝他保守他对以色列的承诺呢，也是意味着他要保守对我们的承诺。我们要了解他的承诺呢，就是为了我们的生活更有信心。
And all of these promises of God show how merciful He is. We'll see that in these verses 30 and 32.
对，我们通过这个上帝应许呢，我们看到这个上帝他恩典和怜悯啊。我们要通过这个经文30到32节来讨论这个方面的事情。
Mm-hmm. Mercy is the other side of the grace coin.Okay, grace is getting what you don't deserve, but mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
对，怜悯是恩典的像 coin 的两边啊，一面是恩典，那么怜悯就是 coin 的另外一面。然后呢，怜悯的恩典是怜悯没有能给你所得到的，但是恩典呢却给你。你不配得到的。
So this is a very, very valuable coin.
这个 coin 很重要，这是非常有价值的一个 coin 哈。
Now God could have said like a judge, I'm going to extend my mercy to you, not judge you for your sins. Those are forgiven. Now, go on, get out of here.
对。上帝呢，本可以像法庭的法官一样说，他说，我要让我的怜悯大大的多。也不会因为你们的罪孽呢，审判你们的罪过，你们现在就得到了饶恕，就离开这里好了。
But instead, he said, "Now that you're forgiven, let me show you my grace and load you up with my riches, a redeemed life now and eternal life with Jesus thereafter." How's that for a merciful God?
对，其实上帝是非常的怜悯的，他实际上是这样做，他说，我原谅你了。同时呢，我要显给你我极大的恩典，我要把你的这个生命呢变得更加丰富，让你呢得到一个新的生命，也得到一个永生，通过和耶稣基督在一起有一个永生的生命。
You know, it almost seems as some are teaching in some groups today that Israel has been permanently rejected. They're saying God's mercy has its limits, and now.What mercy he has left is just for the Gentiles.
对，我们参加了一个营会啊，一些人就说，那个上帝已经把以色列人，这个弃绝了，抛弃了。 那是因为说呢，上帝他的恩典呢，他的怜悯是有限的。那现在所有的他的承诺呢，是仅仅留给外邦人的。
Well, let me tell you about this word mercy. It is God's tender compassion and love. Psalm 100 in some translations say, "Unfailing love, His unfailing love endures forever." King James Version translates that, "His mercy endures forever." Okay.
对。怜悯呢是上帝他温柔的怜悯和爱啊，在诗篇一百篇是这样说的，他说怜悯是永恒的爱，永远忍耐。在那个 KJV 版本的这个圣经上是说呢，是永远长存的慈爱。
God's mercy is for everyone, including the people of Israel. Now this verse 32 might seem a little different to you. God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so that he could have mercy on everyone.
对，这个上帝的怜悯呢，是对每个人来言的，也包括以色列人。在32节哈，是这样说的，所有人都是不顺服的，天父呢没有把他们安置在那里，但他们被困在那里呢，直到他释放他们。
Now hang with me, I'm going to share with you something very important that we get to this point. This says, all men were born into disobedience, and God has allowed them to be kept there until he sets them free and shows his mercy to them and to the world.
对，我现在讲一个很重要的一点啊，就是说天父呢会，我们每个人都会经历一些障碍啊，那个神也会把我们放在那里，那直到一天呢，他把我们解救出来，然后让我明白了他的这个怜悯，他的恩典是值得依靠的。
His mercy is the promise to set everyone free who will trust in him, his plan of salvation, which is through Christ alone.
对，他的那个怜悯是很值得，是非常信实的，是可以让我们每个人得到拯救的。他的拯救呢，也是通过耶稣基督来实现的。
So both Jew and Gentile will enter the kingdom by the same way, Jesus the Messiah. Don't let anyone tell you that the Jews are going to enter a different way. And some will try to say that.
对，其实呢，犹太人和外邦人呢，都会用同样的方式进入天国，那就通过那个我们的那个耶稣救主啊，犹太人不会通过别的方式进到天国，也不要相信其他人来说犹太人和我们会不一样。
This is going to be a glorious day. I mean, when the Jews all start coming to the Lord, their Messiah, that's going to be a glorious day.
对啊，就说如果说在某一天所有的这个犹太人都回归到神面前，那么这是一个非常荣耀的一天。
So finally, let's finish up here, and we see how great are the riches, wisdom, and knowledge of our merciful God in these verses 33 through 36.
那我们最后来看一看上帝的他的恩慈的是非常的丰富，然后他的智慧呢和知识也是非常的伟大。我们来通过33节到36节来讨论一下这方面内容。
Paul breaks forth into praise, a series of praises, but they do end in something very important for us to understand. The reason we're here, the reason you came to faith, the reason some of you may be drawn into God's family, is to praise God for His glorious ways.
对，这个保罗呢，就是把他的画风转进来，来表示对上帝的赞美。这些经文呢，是一个颂赞的这个词句。这些的赞美呢，就是让我们，对我们的理解是非常重要的。这是我们在这里的原因，也是因为我们能够得到信仰，应该我们成为上帝家里面一员的这个原因。这是我们来赞美上帝的荣耀的这个一个途径。
I've shared this before, Exodus 33, when Moses said to God, "Show me your glory," and God said, "I'll let my goodness and mercy and compassion pass before you." That's who I am, your merciful God.
对，在出埃及记33，在摩西问上帝说，把你的荣耀显现给我看。神说，他说我要把我的善良、怜悯和仁慈，等等都放在你面前。然后呢，上帝的荣耀呢，就是他本身的一个品质。
I can't really get a picture of that in my mind, but I think it was glorious for God to somehow or another relate that to Moses' mind.
Okay. 但我不知道怎么说，就是说在这个在摩西看来，这个神的这个荣耀啊，是一个非常重要的事情，是对，就是神本身最大的一个特点。
Some things are hard to understand. The ways he works, his purposes to keep his promises may not always be what we expect because his ways are so high above our ways.
对啊，就是有些事情这个神的旨意往往是很难理解的，因为他的他是高于我们的，超乎我们的理解的方式，然后呢他的应许也不是像我们人能够用普通的方式可以理解的，有的时候。
He's the Almighty Creator, and the creature has no merit or power before Him. Our hope must rest on God's sovereign mercy.
对啊，因为上帝是全能的造物主，其他生物根本就没有这样的能力啊。所以我们所有的希望都是只能是在依靠着上帝的主权和他的怜悯。
All good is of God alone. We have nothing to do with it except to believe it and receive it.
这个所有美好的事物啊，都是由神亲自创造的。这些创造都跟我们没有任何直接的关系。我们所能做的就是接受这些美好的事物，然后呢，相信他们。
Now in verse 36, it's for everything comes from him, everything exists by his power.
对，在36节是这样说的，这万物都是从上帝来的，都是借着上帝而来的，然后continue.
Everything, okay. Since he directs and governs all things, and since everything is from him, it follows that all things, he deserves all glory.
对，因为所有的事情都是东西都是从他而来，那么他自然而然的，他能够得到了最高的荣耀和这个永恒的荣耀和颂赞。
So this may change your thinking a little bit. However, his ultimate purpose is not salvation. That's just a means to the ultimate purpose, which is the glory of God.
对，我下面我现在说的可能有一点困扰，就说那个救赎啊，并不是神他最终的本意，而这是实现他最终本意的一个方式。那么神最终的本意是他的荣耀。
It's not bringing to faith the nation of Israel, not that the Gentiles come together as the church. The ultimate goal of everything in the universe is recognizing God's glory.
对，他的这个目的啊，不是说让以色列或者让外邦人能够进入他的国度啊，所有做的事情，包括以中所有的事情呢，都是来彰显他的荣耀。
I may have shared this, but I was talking to a young man one time when he says, I'm not going to follow an egotistical God that only wants glory for himself.
对，我给你讲一个故事，就是我曾经和一个年轻人聊过天，这个年轻人跟我讲，他说他绝对不会跟从一个只想着荣耀的自负的一个上帝。
I tried to help him by substituting goodness and love for God because he's the real definition of those attributes.
对，那我就尝试着帮助他的理解，把那个上帝的荣耀呢，用善良和爱来代替，因为上帝是这些美好属性的真正本质。
Now, should he have trouble with glorifying goodness or pure love? When we glorify God, it doesn't add to his character. And certainly not his ego. It's simply recognizing it.
对，那么这样讲的话，那个我相信这个年轻人也不会觉得善良、纯洁、美好东西都是不可以认可的。我想他也不会有 困惑去接受上帝的荣耀。然后当我们在荣耀上帝的时候呢，并不是来讨论他，这岂不是并不是一个自负的一个品格，而是呢，他这是他上帝他的一个本质。
And when we recognize it, it blesses us in an incredible way. It makes tears come to our eyes, right, Casey? It does. You know, when we just think of His glory, it's tears of joy.
对，其实像我们认识到这个荣耀呢，它的真正意义的时候呢，我们会非常的欢呼，也非常的感动，甚至我们会甚至流泪。
So this is the conclusion of these first 11 chapters in Romans, and such an important concept for us to understand. The creation, the issue of sin, even the plan of mankind's salvation is all about the glory of God.
对，在11章的这个最后的境界的这个结论是这样说的，就让我们理解这个非常重要的概念，就是关于上帝的荣耀，这个万物的创造，罪的起源，以及呢整个人类的得救的计划，其实都是来彰显上帝的荣耀。
I'll throw you a little extra one in there. I read sometime that mankind, many men, have no problem with being Christ-centered as long as they think that Christ is man-centered. No. God is for His own glory.
Okay. 就是
Told you I'd throw him a curve.
就是说那个
I didn't put that in there.
Well, I know. Can you repeat again? Okay. I'll try to give a better.
It's just the idea that somehow or another we think that God is man-centered. He does love us, but He is centered on His glory, because His glory is the goodness of the universe.
Okay. 他意思是我今天试着翻一下，好像有点拗口。他的意思就是说那个我还是不好，不知道怎么翻译。
It's hard, yeah. Okay, let's go on.
好像有点拗口，没转过来那个逻辑，不好意思。
But that is the conclusion to these 11 chapters. The whole of Paul's writing in the 11 chapters of Romans culminates in the glory of God. Salvation to the Jews and the Gentile is for God's glory.
这个保罗在罗马书的11章的全部内容都是以上帝的荣耀来结束的哈。那拯救犹太人和外邦人呢，都是为了实现神的荣耀。
Now the question I have for you, do you love the thought that you exist to reflect the glory of God? Then be encouraged. There are so many promises from God for you, for me, for the Jews, for the world, for all who are called to give glory to God.
对。其实我们每个人的存在呢，都是来反映上帝他的荣耀。然后呢，上帝呢，为了你，为了我，也为了犹太人，为所有人呢，都呼求那个上帝荣耀的人呢，都应该记住上帝他给我们的承诺。
Hard to make sense of the world today. So what I'm hoping is that we really come back to the basics. What we do know, that is that we can trust in the promises of our merciful God.
对，现在很难能可贵的是，很难理解的是，就是说我们要常常回到一些最基本的一些知识点，来理解我们所知道的东西，就是说呢，我们要完全的信靠我们上帝的慈爱和他的应许。
I have to thank Casey and Tim for letting that song "Standing on the Promises." That's a great song. It's probably one you're not familiar with to sing, but it's exactly what I wanted to get across today, that we do stand on the promises of our merciful God.
对，非常感谢这个冠强弟兄带领这首歌，就是在在上帝的这个站立在上帝的承诺中啊。这首歌它的歌词的大意，我想也是能够和我今天所讲到的内容呢是完全的符合，也表达了我所要我想所要告诉大家的。
Let's pray. God, we're so thankful that we can stand on your promises, that we can trust in you, that you're unchangeable, that you're always good. You have mercy for us and for the rest of the world. Just thank you that your word has revealed that to us. And I pray that each of us will look to your word, look to your promises each day for whatever we need to go through, that we know that your promises to us are never changing, always kept. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace to us. In Jesus' name, amen.